Corpses aren't arrogant.
Tomar par yepa durjiam marpa lota dang par yepa durji lago yeda lada lame dinche de mena par yepa durjiam tumundo namjo jwan so malare pe sungo tangin namji je gorjin gorta tang na ya pore
It would be good to begin by singing the song that was sung by the one who was named the glorious Shepa Dorje, both by his Lama Marpa the translator and the nine deities of the mandala together at the same time. They both gave him that name simultaneously. He is the one known as the Lord of Yogis, Milarepa, and we should sing his song, distinguishing the provisional from the definitive in the context of Maha Mudra.
This is such a tongue in Namji Tila. Mata, Mato Pokap Kandere, Namanda said. To Pokap Kandere. Nelo Tatola Kandere, Rabba Sum Sente Sumwara, Sarvu Hidayo.
This song teaches of what our experiences are like at the time when we have no realization, what they are like when we have realization of their true nature, and finally what they are like at the ultimate, from the perspective of the ultimate nature of reality. So it's a wonderful song for us to become familiar with.
Tene mato pukab song korwa donga jeran yin la demba trapanda wo yore to nang korwa de nang dong yemi de tarto ka kab so yemi trapan tata na talen de bare.
At the stage when we have no realization, it's as if the suffering we experience in samsara truly exists. At the stage when we have realization of its nature, though, then it is appearance and emptiness. And its ultimate reality transcends the fabrications of existence and
non-existence both.
There is a verse on the movement of the mental consciousness inside. When we have no realization, then this mental consciousness is filled with disturbed states of mind and ignorance, and it's no fun. It brings us lots of suffering. When we have realization of its nature, however, then this very consciousness is self-arisen, self-aware, original wisdom. And the ultimate nature of this original wisdom, Milarepa explains, transcends the fabrications of existence and non-existence
both.
At
lute yobada mebada nigada nimejin dalinde.
Our bodies as well, when we do not realize their genuine reality, are constantly getting sick, they're in pain, they experience all different kinds of suffering and cause our minds anguish. When we know their true nature, then they are appearance and emptiness, undifferentiable, and their ultimate reality transcends the fabrications of existence, the existence of the body, or the non-existence of the body. It's beyond all of those conceptual extremes. Demons and harmful spirits, ghouls, these too, when we don't know their true nature, appear to us to be real. They appear to us with snarling mouths, with long fangs and sharp claws, and they jump up and down and make all kinds of frightening noises. When we know their true nature, however, these harmful, malicious spirits become the yogis and yoginis' dharma protectors. And their ultimate nature transcends the extremes of existence and non-existence both. This way of explaining experience and phenomena in the light of three different stages is an explanation that mainly comes from the second turning of the wheel of
Dharma.
Then in the last verse, when Milarepa sings, the water moon of awareness shines unblurred. The sun of luminosity, free of clouds. This is describing mind's inherent nature of luminous clarity that is in harmony with the explanation offered by the middle way empty of other school, the Shentong Majjhimaka, as well as the traditions of Ma Mudra and Dzogchen, the third turning of the wheel of Dharma's teaching. And therefore, this song describes first the view of the second turning of the wheel of Dharma, of how the ultimate nature of reality lies beyond all of our concepts about what it might be. And then the final paragraph, the final stanza of the song, Milarepa sings of luminous clarity, the view of the Shentong, the empty of other middle way school. And so in the very few words of this song, Milarepa gives an explanation that is equally vast and profound, and if we explained it in full, it would be quite an in-depth explanation. So we're very fortunate that we get that in just a few words in this song.
히랍제 파르드스 따와텐 고군도 렉비초다 뇨과 당 소제 갑소 렉바랑오 돈조시나 렉바랑오 돈조 렉바랑오 사동랑오 대동랑오 마브주랑오 타마리시파랑오 간데치란 조시나얀 조는데긴도 이나얀 타토 조사 조세렌데바레 마베
So therefore, when we are singing the verses, the four verses in the middle that distinguish these three phases of no realization, realization, and the ultimate nature, then we should remember the view of the second turning of the wheel of Dharma, the view of the sutras of the transcendent perfection of wisdom, Prajnaparamita.
Yeah.
And,
right.
And then when we sing the last verse about the water moon of awareness shining unblurred, if we know how, then settle naturally within awareness, settle naturally in bliss emptiness, settle naturally in luminosity emptiness, settle naturally in ordinary mind, tamo gishepa. And whichever way you want to relax naturally within the true nature, please do that. But also know that in actual reality, there is nothing to settle into and no one who settles.
Yeah.
So now we'll sing this song. I'll sing a few lines and then we can all start over together. Right here in this world, Jambudvipa, the victor's realm, there is one renowned as being a second Buddha. On the victory banner of teachings that do not set, he is like the crowning jewel at the very top, respected by all and worthy of offerings. The melodious sound of his rippling flag of fame reverberates in every direction around. Is this not the Lord and accomplished Master Maitreya? Right here in this world, Jambudvipa, the victor's realm, there is one renowned as being a second Buddha. On the victory banner of teachings that do not set, he is like the crowning jewel at the very top, respected by all and worthy of offerings. The melodious sound of his rippling flag of fame reverberates in every direction around. Is this not the Lord and accomplished Master Maitreya? There is one who said that his lotus feet with respect and drank in full draughts the quintessential elixir, the Mahamudra, the crowning point of view. This put him in touch with reality plain and simple. He perfectly brought all excellent qualities forth, was not defiled by any fault at all. A Sugata emanation in human form, that greatest of beings, Lord Marpa, taught like this. However appearances might appear outside, not realized our delusory projections. Clinging to objects, this is what ties you down. For those who know their illusory appearance,
For them what appear to be objects are mind's best friends. In the end, in fact, there is no such thing as appearance. And being Anpodamakaya is utterly pure. He taught of its purity as the Anpodamakaya. The movements of mental consciousness inside, not realized or ignorance itself. This is the root of all karma and all affliction. If realized is self-awareness wisdom, here is where positive qualities spring full-blown. In the end, in fact, there is no such thing as wisdom. Let phenomena go as far as they go and no more. This is as far as they go and no more, he said. This kind of form compulsively taken on, not realized is four elements making a body. Sickness and suffering, this is what comes of that. If realized, it's a deity's union body, reversing the common assumption you entertain. In the end, in fact, there is no such thing as body. It's as rare a fight as a cloud-free sky, he taught. Is pure as a cloud-free sky is what he taught. Aberration of male and female, demons and ghouls. For as long as your guise has not been seen through our morals, obstacle makers who nothing but trouble spell. When your guise is seen through, you obstructors are dharma pallas. A hotbed of cities of such a variety. In the end, in fact, there are neither gods nor goblins. Let concepts go as far as they go and no more. This is as far as they go and no more, he said. In the ultimate jnana, to put it in general terms, through the Anuttara Yoga secret mantra, when the Dhatu condensation of Nadi aligns, the forms of spirits are seen outside, he taught. Not knowing these self-expressions are not what they seem, but thinking they're real will get you precisely nowhere. There was a time confusion made my head spin. Knowing no better, I built a nest of delusion, taking gods that help and spirits that harm as true. But now through the jetson sitter's guidance so kind, I see stopping samsara and winning nirvana won't do. I've caught on that whatever appears is Mahamudra. Through realizing delusion to have no ground, the water moon of awareness shines unblurred. The sun of luminosity free of clouds lights up the darkness of ignorance out to its brink. My spinning head of confusion spins no more. The glimmer of basic being glows within. How precious now the idea of seeing a ghost. It reveals the unborn source. How strange and amazing.
Tāṁ sākīṁ mūnā kāsāṁ gṛdhū kōrṁ chok mē pī chū tāṁ rā pī shū kōrvā tāṁ chok vā tāṁ nōrvā mē pī chū tāṁ rā pī mūnā bā nē tāk takjen thadra deni ye tong drogon thadra chungni lampyo ke sigen thadra deni de to be konjo me be chudan de ba yo ki sa ba song de konjo sa ba yo na te chi go da.
Continuing with the explanation of the aspiration prayer for Ma Mudra. The sixth verse is an aspiration that we meet with the Dharma that is flawless and sure, that is the path that will not take us astray in any way. So it reads, the two truths, free from the extremes of realism and nihilism, are the reality of the ground. And through the supreme path, the two accumulations, free from the extremes of superimposition and denial, the fruition that accomplishes the two benefits, free from the extremes of existence and peace, is attained. May we meet with this Dharma that is flawless and sure.
Tile tambu ye nelo deni yemi ye dona mabane yo pata penta me pa che penta te ta che jen tha ni dang charve deni ye ton deni yemi ye ton te ye deni yemi ji ton cheta tava jindu tobatam. Lam de dro korn thadra chonyi lam pyoke. Dro dagpa tagpatam kurban deba. Chonyi de denrup to do na dro tapare. Chonyi chani chonyi je pendo mepar mepar do na kurban debare. Tendavo tene dro do tang Kundibje, Tanye Dan Drave, Tsunije, Tsuni Sundreje Lam Chodo, Jurban Yamsa Lamba Latine, Sigin Tatra Tuni Detobe, Konjo Mepe Chutan Depersu, Sibang Korva, Marekbe Wange, Numungi, Numung Latine, Jene Lesa. Lela tene dunga naso nyunga tendao tela sipang korwa sire. Tele ndepam tetan trawate kiwa nyangini ndepam. Sigi niyam konde nije tata. Sigi nipo te tate to denpa trupa mepa te isena sigi ntatang trawa. Nelok tope hirabje sintang wojin. Zeba nyingje chimpi hivan thal tang trate, sikin tha tang trare. Tönyi dre tope randung tang yindung jen drebe tope sijute tepa chimpi lola yindung unzu drupe randung hyuklan drope. Tönyi jen drebe tope. Tendra won deva tope, korva meba, korva norva, chupa meba, tambe chu, tang teke, nyansu lambar shuji, deyang, ten de tang mayemba, deva serap kundu nyansu lambar shuji, da chikwa mayemba, ten namka tata nyampe, simjin tamje, deta nyansu lambar shuji. Take some.
This verse describes the ground, path, and fruition of the Dharma that is flawless and sure. The ground is the two truths free from the extremes of realism and nihilism. So the basic reality in which we find ourselves in its true nature cannot be described by the extreme of realism, which means to say that we would believe in its existence, nor the extreme of nihilism, which would mean that we would believe in its in non-existence. It is free from both alternatives of existence and non-existence. And that is the undifferentiability of the two truths, the truth of apparent reality and the truth of genuine reality. So the ground is the two truths, undifferentiable, free from these extremes of existence and non-existence. And through the supreme path, the two accumulations, free from the extremes of superimposition and denial. The supreme path consists of the accumulation of merit and the accumulation of wisdom. To believe that these two accumulations truly existed would be the extreme of superimposition, meaning to superimpose existence where it is not. To believe that there is existence where there is no existence. So here, if we believe that these two accumulations truly exist, we are superimposing onto genuine reality our notion of true existence when it simply isn't there from its own perspective. So we are free from that, free from taking these two accumulations to be real. And on the other hand, we are free from the extreme of denial when we do not deny the importance of the two accumulations. If we thought these two accumulations are useless, they are of no benefit, that would be the extreme of denial. To deny the existence of something where, in fact, it really is. Namely, to deny the importance or the benefit of the two accumulations that they do actually have. So we are free both from believing in their true existence and from denigrating their importance. And that is the two accumulations inseparable. The two accumulations of merit and of wisdom realizing emptiness together. Practicing those two together is the path, the supreme path. And through that, we can accomplish the fruition that accomplishes the two benefits free from the extremes of existence and peace. The extreme of existence is samsara. Samsara is the cycle of ignorance, of the genuine nature of reality. From that comes disturbing states of mind. And due to those disturbing states of mind, we take actions that are negative and result in our suffering. And we just go round and round in that. That is the cycle of existence or samsara. That is one extreme. The other is the notion of a peace that transcends that suffering of samsara, a nirvana. These two do not exist truly as distinct, separate entities. They have no actual existence of their own. And therefore, the fruition that realizes that is free from these two extremes of either falling into a concept of existence or of peace. The way we achieve that fruition is by cultivating ultimate bodhicitta, the realization of emptiness. That prevents us from falling into the extreme of existence, and our cultivation of relative bodhicitta, compassion and love, prevents us from falling into the extreme of peace. The fruition accomplishes the two benefits, the benefits of self and other, And the way in which it does so is described as the actual benefit that the fruition performs, the benefit that we all see is the benefit of others. And by performing the benefit of others, the benefit of oneself comes along naturally with that. It's a natural byproduct of performing the benefit of others explicitly. May we meet with this Dharma that is flawless and sure. May we meet with this Dharma that describes the ground, path, and fruition in this way, that is therefore free from any mistake. May we meet with it in not only this lifetime, but in all our lifetimes, and not only ourselves, but may all sentient beings who extend in their number to the limits of space also meet with and practice this genuine Dharma that is flawless and sure.
Dene tanda sakunde tingdo konde nikhe milenpa mambo re konde nikhe lingi tsuyang kowa nyange korwa nyande nyi gardari khenpa yoba tese na nyanyi jitung la ngihi che kale kapo re ngihi che we pe gogondo pe te mlan je pe te ya ku re mlan do Chun Khan la Chupa Tang, Chun Khan ni Tharva Nyimlam Tang na, then Chupa Tang Tharva Nyinyamba Nyiri, the Kangi is na, Tangbo ni Ranga Namdon Chupa Ramadho, Chui Mebe se na, Duryan Yomara, Chupa Tang Chupa Nyinyamba Nyiri, Yang Kya Roki Jingba Tang, Dhamba Tang Chupa Nyinyamba Nyiri, then the Wopela Sammu Tang na,
On this planet, there are many who do not believe in samsara and nirvana. They wouldn't explain things that way. They wouldn't conceive of things that way. Out of those who do believe in the explanation of samsara and nirvana, it's very easy to see these two as polar opposites, as independent states, where you have a samsara and you're in that, get out of it, get into nirvana. So since they appear to be different from each other to conceptual mind, it is difficult for us to realize their inherent equality, their essential sameness. We need to therefore apply ourselves to cultivating that understanding and realization. And one thing that helps us to do that is to remember the example of a dream. You can think of a dream where first you're locked in prison and then you're set free. Since the bondage of being in jail didn't exist in the first place, then the freedom from prison doesn't really exist either. They are just mere appearances whose essential nature is equality. You can also think of the example of being in a dream and being bound in chains and then set free. It's the same thing. So thinking of this example of bondage and liberation in a dream is very helpful for us when we attempt to understand the equality, the actual equality of samsara and nirvana.
Dene sa chupin dole nyamba nyi chusung pa nangni karchi kite chutam chi chupa ta jarwa nyamba ta yene tapa dune tapa nyamba nyi tuyendan chi nyamsa ta kunzu chi nyamsa de juma mula
In the Sutra of the Tenth Bhumi, the Buddha taught 10 different ways in which all phenomena are equal. He taught the 10 different types of equality. And among these, there are three that are the most important. Two are from the perspective of genuine or ultimate reality. And they are, first, that all phenomena are equal because their nature, all of their nature, equally transcends all concepts about what it might be. And that is the nature of every single phenomena. So therefore, they are all equal. And secondly, all phenomena are equal from the perspective of genuine reality because they are all of the nature of perfect purity, original purity. And that is equally the nature of every single phenomenon that there is. So all phenomena are equal because they are all originally pure. And from the perspective of apparent reality or relative truth, all phenomena are equal because they are all equally illusory, dreamlike, like the moon that appears in a pool of water. So these are the three types of equality that are most important for us to remember.
Kolo parpetawa, retoki keso tore, Gombolodo tawa kirab, Kovan yangin debal le, shepherd chunzi human, yangin debal kovali, shepherd chunzi human in his own. Chu tamje to dry in Vesena, to dry the yin so yamper keeper.
The view of the equality of all phenomena in that their nature is simplicity, the freedom from all conceptual fabrications about what it is, this the first type of equality described. This is the topic of the second turning of the wheel of Dharma. The protector Nagarjuna explains it with logical reasonings in his series of texts known as the Collections of Reasonings. And so, for example, in his Fundamental Wisdom of the Middle Way, or Mula Majjhimika Karika, Nagarjuna writes, samsara is not the slightest bit different from nirvana. Nirvana is not the slightest bit different from samsara. So all of the phenomena of samsara and nirvana exist only within the genuine expanse transcending all conceptual fabrications about what it might be. And therefore, all phenomena are of the nature of equality.
Kesarte Devayan Neloyan Trapata Travare, Domaj Neloyan Trapata Travare, Chutamche Nelo Tudra in Vesena, Tinetamche Tudra in Songwa Nambare.
According to this explanation, the true nature of happiness transcends all concepts of what it might be. The true nature of suffering transcends all concepts about what it might be. And therefore, happiness and suffering are of the nature of equality, because their actual nature is the same. And we can apply this to all phenomena that there are. They are all of the nature of equality because their true nature is beyond conceptual fabrication. This is the style that the second turning of the Wheel of Dharma sutras explains reality, and it is from the perspective of the presentation that the true nature of reality itself is emptiness beyond conceptual fabrication. The ultimate statement you can make about reality, according to the second turning, is that it is emptiness free from conceptual fabrication.
Tapi yeti kelingu do tisena, tapi yeti ranzung rupi yihia, trudati yihia, Lundrup ji hiya Senin de pe reka Re Te Ranzon rupi ji hi jo ngô la Yeni trema Teme ku ma nyondo se na Yeda Yedor do hi zur te Yendong ta Sakhin ta Zokin ji hi zur
When we explain the equality of all phenomena from the perspective of their original purity, then we need some ground or basis of that purity. And that ground is explained to be self-arisen original wisdom. Original wisdom beyond conceptual fabrication. Original wisdom that is spontaneously present, also described as awareness transcending mundane consciousness. These are all synonyms for the ground of the original purity that is the true nature of all phenomena, original wisdom. And this is the explanation that is given of the genuine nature of reality in the Shentong school, the empty of others school, the Ma Mudra, and Dzogchen teachings.
Tenya khepa chimpu ju lama le renche namkha chuda ye tadurang ye nyamu me hi rinpo che ta namkha ta chu namna lor je tibzi yu na ya ngô la drama ma ba te yin do Tene semje nalo wasa dekhi nyambu la Tokwa la kanza ke tokwa la dribzi jitrama Nyama tawa la Pata ne tenji dribzi yaba yindu driba yonaya Tene wasa dekhi nyambu ranga ngu la Yeni treme drib manyomba Treme gu manyomba Tur manyomba Tur manyomba Tur lindeba kibare Jirla malleja
In the treatise called the Mahayana Uttara Tantra Shastra, or the highest Mahayana continuum, treatise by Maitreya that explains the Buddha nature, there is one verse in which Maitreya states, like a precious jewel, like space, like pure water. In its essence, it is always free from the disturbed states of mind. It's always free from the kleshas. Here, Maitreya is comparing the Buddha nature, luminous clarity, that is the true nature of mind, to first a precious jewel, space to pure water. Because these things in their essence are completely pure. They might be covered over by stains which are not of their nature. But from their own perspective, they are pure and they always have been. And similarly, the true nature of mind, luminous clarity, may be obscured from the perspective of the individual by different kinds of thoughts, different disturbing mental states. But from its own side, the essential nature of mind is perfect. It's originally perfect. It's never had any slightest flaw in it. Any slightest obscuration. It's like when we look up at the sun, it might be the case that from our own perspective, we don't see the sun because there are clouds in the way, but the sun itself is always shining in the exact same way. So that is the quality of the true nature of mind.
Chudang, chunin nambar jeva lejang, neyong chorpa pese na,
And in another text by Maitreya called Distinguishing Phenomena from Essential Reality, he writes, or he states, examples of transformation are space, gold, and water.
This is not a pete daga karatin resena, pete daga mubote dala dibzi yunayan, rangin lapa mabate yindu, namdo nyumo donga soje so dibzi yunayan, dibzi the same genelo wesatam, ranzung yikita, same day jeripu mola, tema mabate.
These are examples of different things which can be covered, can be obscured by fleeting stains, space, gold, pure water. But you can also remove what is suitable to be removed, these stains, and then they manifest in their original purity, which they have always possessed. And similarly, it may be the case that our concepts, our disturbing mental states, our ignorance and suffering may block our view of the true nature of mind. But this true nature of mind, this luminous clarity, this self-arisen original wisdom, this awareness transcending mundane consciousness, itself has always been free of any obscuration, of any flaw. It is originally pure, it is originally free, it has never been confused, and therefore it is never liberated. It transcends confusion and liberation. And that is its basic nature that we need to be aware of.
In
the song we just sang, sung by the Lord of Yogis Milarepa, in the last verse, he sings of the water moon of awareness shining unblurred. Self-aware, original wisdom here is described with the example of a water moon, the moon's reflection in a pool of water. What could blur that? What could obscure it is the mud of believing in the true existence of duality. The mud of thoughts of there being some perceived object and some perceiving subject. In its essence, self-arisen original wisdom, luminous clarity that is the true nature of mind, is free of any of these dualistic thoughts. And therefore, it is unblurred. It is always shining perfectly.
Then, Ravo, Ramzong Rikpiyiki Yeda Yedru Dikhetsu Dila Tanju Jilo Lam Khepa Kaki Ki Dine Zangbo Lai Khenpa Khepa Rasi Zanghin Ji Zanghin Khepa Chunju Zubar.
This is the explanation of the true nature of reality being self-arisen, original wisdom, originally pure, primordially pure, primordially free. And some scholars who favor the Prasangika Madhyamika explanation, the explanation of the middle way consequence school, look at this explanation and say, the fault here is clinging to a notion of reality as being good, as being excellent. So there's a little bit too much of that going on in this explanation. There's a little bit too much fixation on the notion of excellence.
Ti jin jin kare sena drapa tan jan sa ngo bu ma drapa yin ni ma drapa chi ndo jan ye ran zo gre pa kada ye da se ta tu che bu du ti zang bo la chen ba re se ba zang bo la chen che ba chen ba che bu ju ju su.
Because they look at this explanation that says all of the problems and things to be cleared away, they don't really exist. There's nothing really the matter. And the ground of reality is this perfect original wisdom that is free of any flaw and always the same wonderful wisdom. And they look at that explanation, they say, you guys who talk like that, you're a little bit too fixated on wanting things to be good, and you have this concept of excellence, and that's obscuring your realization of the nature of reality beyond concepts. So we now live at the beginning of the 21st century and the 20th century that came before, as well as the time we're in now. This is a period of research and analytical investigation in general of everything there is in the world gets analyzed and researched. So we should research this view. We should look into it and see, is there a fault of too much fixation on excellence or not? We need to answer that question for ourselves.
Tene himjo zona net la soba ta mambu yore himjo le la was.
When you do your research, you can use the internet. You can use all different kinds of tools that make it very easy.
Jemte de nambe lo la rang khilin la rekunezi yun khilin de torbe lo sor. Nezi mena kans.
We have to do research into these views if we're going to be Buddhists, because the Buddhist tradition is if you have a view and you find that there's a logical flaw in that view, you give it up. If there's no logical flaw, then there's no reason to give it. So we have to find out whether there is or not.
Rang khelin la rekunezi thong yin de taron atho jana tene rekpa chin de la toke basre toke ngotha se ngotha po. Rang khelin la nezi yu yin de taron atho jana toke ngotha se re rekpa ma wa dubute.
If we were to continue to insist that our own view was correct, even after we knew that it had a logical flaw, then in the Buddhist tradition, someone who does that is called a hard-headed logician, a stubborn logician who just keeps on insisting that they're right, even when they can see that they're not. So that's not a nice name to be called from the Buddhist perspective. The path in this verse is described as the two accumulations free from the extremes of superimposition and denial.
And
if we said that the two accumulations truly existed, that would be a superimposition. If we said that they had no benefit at all, that would be a denial.
Then the Korban Degamare, Tony Song, the Devil Lante, lanjin cho angi thampo yakshil kin.
Since we don't assert that the two accumulations truly exist, we are free from the extreme of superimposition. Since we do assert that they are a case of interdependent arising, that they appear due to the coming together of causes and conditions as a mere appearance, then we are free from the extreme of denial. And this path that understands things in this way is the path of the two accumulations in union. It is the supreme path, the path first class. It is the best path of all.
Tene tsunye sungjuk di nyanle de karre senanta tonda sena tsunye sungjuk de tonye nyingji sungjuk di nyanle sena digre tonye nyingji sungjuk di nyanle.
Well, if you should ask, all right, now you've told me that the path of the two accumulations in union is the best path. Well, what is that? Show me what that is. How do I practice that path? To describe this path, we can simply say it is the practice of emptiness and compassion together. The practice of emptiness and compassion together is the clearest way to understand what is the supreme path.
Tene tepa chembelo le yendo dogobare te doba la tonyi nyingi sundar jilaya gupa jumsen karasana yendo doba pu rangi semjin trapa jangkondo. Rangi semjin la nondro yona yendo yapu sutukuma. Trapa jangwala tonyi jukongko. Yendo ngusu sawa la lento tarne yendo seba la nyingi kore. Tonyi nyingi sundan rena tene nyingi yendo dugre tonyi to na nyi yendon drupa lang khepa yungkara. Yang bhapa sato na drupa yang mambo yungkara seba. Marve?
Dala.
Yeah.
The point of Mayana practice, the motivation of it is to benefit others. How does the practice of emptiness and compassion together benefit others? Well, first, if a person wants to help others, then that person has to clear away the confusion, the mistaken perception that exists in their own mind. If they don't do that, they won't be of much help if they themselves are confused. So the way to do that is to cultivate the understanding and meditate on emptiness. That purifies our own confusion with regard to the basic nature of reality. And then compassion is what gives us the motivation to do all the things we can do to actually benefit of others directly. So we need these two together. Compassion gives us the motivation, and emptiness, an understanding of emptiness, gives us the skill, makes us skillful in how to be of benefit to others. So skillful that the direct realization of emptiness at the stage of being a noble bodhisattva is what allows us to emanate at the beginning 100 different emanations, and it gets more and more, that can all be of benefit to sentient beings simultaneously.
Tonye nyingi sungdar je lana rikpa nyoji doge ta kukri.
Aso?
Tonye gomba te nyingi gona yendo mando pe rikpa nyoji doge ta kukri.
Aso? So this is a brief explanation of the proof that is offered for why it is that the path of emptiness and compassion together is the best one if we want to be a benefit to others. Now we need to look at it ourselves and see Is there any flaw in this argument? Is there any logical reason that would disprove what has been said? We need to examine that.
Tony Kona la la nezi yobar karisana Tony Kona mato ninje magona yendo dobala kabu yomar nezi ninje Kona la la yang tene sin yendo juyor simpin la dembar hino tene yang nezi yobar ninje Kona la nezi yobar Tony ninje sonder la nezi yomar esamay ina yang takye tango.
If we just practiced emptiness alone, that would be a path where you could say there's a logical flaw in that, if you want to be of benefit to others, because just emptiness and no compassion, you don't have any desire to benefit others. You don't particularly like it. It's compassion that causes you to want to be of benefit to others. So that wouldn't be the right way. Also, compassion without emptiness would view sentient beings as being truly existent. And with that fundamental mistake, then can't be of much benefit either, because you have this essential confusion about the true nature of reality. So both of these, just one without the other, are flawed. That's why we need them both together. And it seems to me that there's no logical reason you can show why the path of emptiness and compassion together is
flawed. Hewa kona la ne na tene rang hewa la khenpe se na yendo dhoto gumare sikhi nyi jin thata chana tunyi tope chirap je sipa tsava che nyi ji rang chikpu hewa la ne bandhoepe semta chana sikhi nyi jin thalende na tene yendo hyuk je dhoepe top je ma yendo ngonsu dhoepe top je Randon Hulland of the Heat of the
Master.
Tixon. Yeah.
The fruition is described as being free from the extremes of existence and peace. If we only stayed in existence, in the confusion and the suffering of existence, we wouldn't be of much benefit to anyone else. But on the other hand, if we left that existence completely and stayed in a state of pacification that just achieved peace for ourselves, then again, that wouldn't benefit anyone but us alone. So therefore, we want to practice both the emptiness, the understanding of emptiness that cuts our clinging to existence as being real, and the compassion that prevents us from falling over and being attached to our own peace, to achieving peace for ourselves but for nobody else. And in this way, we will achieve the fruition that directly accomplishes the benefit of others, and by doing that, naturally accomplishes the benefit of ourselves.
Tene kahe tanda sangke re, tuni ningi sungder sige te chetam re, mopo la denbar hengi do tongbani se na pegamando. Ningi se na randon dom na pegamando, katam re, pento mare, pento yo mare sangko re kahe.
There are many people who would say, this is just talk. Emptiness and compassion together, it's just a bunch of talk. It doesn't mean anything. You go around believing that everything is real, acting as if you believe everything is real, saying emptiness, emptiness all the time. And you go around just doing things for yourself, while at the same time you say compassion, compassion. So it's just talk, emptiness and compassion together. It doesn't mean anything. There are a lot of people who say that. So we have to look at our own experience and see what's going on. If it's true that we are saying the words emptiness, emptiness again and again, while believing in the true existence of things, saying compassion, compassion, while saying those words, while what we're actually doing is trying just to be of benefit to ourselves and not caring about others, then at that particular point in time that we're doing that, it isn't of any, it is just mere speech. But on the other hand, we have to start somewhere. And by training in this path that starts out as mere words, for sure, it can grow and grow in its power and effect.
This is a Jimson, this is a Tony Tony Ningi Sundra Jilande.
And that's why the Mayana path is not just a course that lasts for a few weeks or a few months. It's not even just a one-lifetime course. It's a practice that we have to get used to, that we have to habituate ourselves to, this practice of emptiness and compassion over the course of many lifetimes. And once you get used to it, once you habituate yourself to it, then it does have great power. It's like anything else. If you practice it enough, you get good at it, and it's something that becomes a powerful experience. That's why in the Mayana tradition, aspiration prayers are considered to be so important, because we pray that in all of our lifetimes to come, we will practice on the path of emptiness and compassion together. And making those aspiration prayers has effect. By making those aspiration prayers now, we will, in fact, in future lifetimes, practice on this path.
Then conjug me be yelan deso conjug me be chuden de manaje de he do duhi.
So this has been a brief explanation of this aspiration that we meet with this dharma that is flawless and sure.
Then je par che na o me yong tam je je tsabanda ore ha chang ja chen bo.
If we want to an extensive explanation of this, then the extensive explanation is comprised of all of the treatises of the Mahayana, so it is quite extensive after all. So let's recite this verse together three times. We need to take a vacation, so we'll take a recitation vacation. The two truths free from the extremes of realism and nihilism are the reality of the ground,
And through the supreme path, the two accumulations, free from the extremes of superimposition and denial, the fruition that accomplishes the two benefits, free from the extremes of existence and peace, is attained. May we meet with this Dharma that is flawless and sure. The two truths, free from the extremes of realism and nihilism, are the reality of the ground. And through the supreme path, the two accumulations, free from the extremes of superimposition and denial, the fruition that accomplishes the two benefits, free from the extremes of existence and peace, is attained. May we meet with this Dharma that is flawless and sure. The two truths, free from the extremes of realism and nihilism, are the reality of the ground. And through the supreme path, the two accumulations, free from the extremes of superimposition and denial, the fruition that accomplishes the two benefits, free from the extremes of existence and peace, is attained. May we meet with this Dharma that is flawless and sure.
Tene gombe ngarso zona tarta chenam do je mula khirab je meki je je ta Luje luna, tene gomangasar.
A meditation break is when you look with your eye of precise knowledge straight at the essential nature of the thoughts that are present in your mind. Look at their essential reality and let go and relax. That's a meditation break. For the mind that masters view, the emptiness dawns. In the content seen, not even an atom exists. A seer and seen, refined until they're gone. This way of realizing view, it works quite well. For the
it works quite well. shown. It beats quite well. When you're sure that conduct's work is luminous light, and you're sure that interdependence is emptiness, a doer and deed, find until they're gone. This way of working with conduct, it works quite well. When you went by us thinking has vanished into space, no phony facades, ain't ours, no hopes and fears. A keeper and kept, refined until they're gone. This way of keeping Samaya, it works quite well. When you finally discover your mind is Dharmakaya, and you're really doing yourself and others good, a winner and one, refined until
Tawa tasa tazi lindeba. Deva topsa topsi lindeba de tanjur jilo dundeba. Tanjur jilo lo chutamje dudra imbesena. Tawa kapsa tasa tazi yomar. Deva kapsa topsa topsi lindeba.
The view that transcends anything to look at or anyone looking. This is expressed by Milarepa here in a way that is in harmony with the middle way consequence school. And it's the same for the fruition that transcends there being anything to gain or anyone to gain it. Since, according to the consequence school, the Prasangika, the true nature of reality transcends all conceptual notions of what it might be, then there is no notion of anything to look at or anyone to look, no notion of anything to get or anyone to get it. None of these fabrications exist in reality's actual nature.
In the Gomba Vesa Chuvu Jyenda, Chuvu Sabze Vesa Ngan Songparati, Tene Vesa Chuvu Tempese Na Yintong Dan Tumbar Sakin Zokin Je Tawa Yama.
Meditation being a river flow of clear light and conduct's work being luminous light, these are descriptions in harmony with the Shentong presentation of the true nature of mind being luminous clarity, and the similar presentations made in the Ma Mudra and Dzogchen traditions.
Tene tamsik sonza sonzi lende bar tembati durji tikpe tamsik sonchan lende pe tamsik sonchan lende pe tamsik tatok tamsik.
The verse about Samaya is coming from the perspective of Vajrayana, because Samaya is a Vajrayana concept. But here, the Samaya, or the sacred commitment that is being described, is the ultimate Samaya that transcends any notion of a boundary between what is acceptable conduct and what is not. It transcends the concepts of that. In this 21st century, we all have so much to learn, so much we have to keep up with. Scientists have to keep studying. Every time new computer updates come out, we have to study those to keep up with them. Everybody has so much that they have to learn constantly to keep up with the pace of things in the world, that we need Dharma teachings that are concise and easy to remember and don't require us to take so much time away from the learning that we have to do to keep up in life, but that we can still very easily apply. So this song is one excellent example of that. We can easily learn it and then remember that it explains the view of the middle way consequence school and the Shentong and the Vajrayana, Ma Mudra and Dzogchen all together. How it does that? Just a few verses, so it's easy to learn and therefore very valuable to us.
Tene tatrup jukor pota mambo hira yore pota mambo tezo sem chepo yo lelo yo pakazo lo na chepo do ha kume do nyam gawondo kanga chepo chono kanga chisa kare pechayang tatu kumare.
About the view, many great texts have been written. If we want to study the view in depth, then there are certainly many volumes of commentaries that have been composed. And when you're relaxed and everything, all the harmonious conditions are together, your mind feels good, then it's wonderful to study those texts and to feel like you gain an understanding of what they say, to think about them, and so forth. But as when trouble comes, forget everything. You can't remember the detailed explanations, and your mind doesn't feel in the peaceful state that you need to go back and start going through the texts and all their complex explanations. You need something, when it's difficult, you need something that's you can easily remember and that's effective and that because it's clear. So that's why we need songs like this. When great difficulty strikes, you don't remember what the texts say, you don't have, even if you look at them, you don't really register what's on the pages, you don't have time to go through it effectively, so you need something more concise and easily brought to mind. When things get very tough, all of a sudden, you need something that you can remember quickly and that can help you to rest in meditative equipoise quickly and effectively. Our time has come to an end for this session. In the true nature of reality, there is no time. The past has ceased, so it doesn't exist. The future has not arisen, it doesn't exist. The present doesn't abide for even an instant. So it doesn't really exist either. So in the true nature of reality, there is no time. Nevertheless, time appears due to the coming together of causes and conditions as an instance of interdependent arising. And so now our dependently arisen time has come to an end.
Tente yendo nga tsu me tse de jin bo ta la pa to ma ong ba tu tu jin bo sam na chi tang ge re tel te na ka nga ye ina ya ton ya te ta tar che na wa de ma to ton ya yo ma te pa ton ya yo ma ma ong ba ton ya ma ta tar che na sen sar sam pe.
In a similar fashion, we think far into the future about the events of what will happen in this life. And the further our thoughts go into the future, the more difficult we feel things in the mind, the more it can be troubling to us. But even though we think about the future so much, all we actually see is the present. We don't see the past. We don't see the future. All we actually see and experience is the simple clarity of this very present set of appearances and awareness, perceiving them. And that's it. Appearances of the present are mere appearance. They are appearance and emptiness, undifferentiable.
Tena sartong da nandong jinganga. Sartong gananda loje lona. Te gong samsir.
And the present state of mind is mere awareness. It is luminosity and emptiness undifferentiable. So if we just let go and relax within this luminosity and emptiness undifferentiable, then that is profound meditation.
Tanme sanna yang yang te pche tome tone ji yin lagam do
looking again and again at mind that cannot be looked at. Unseeable reality is seen vividly, just as it is. Cutting through all doubts about whether it is or it is not, may we unmistakably recognize our own face.
Yor la tepe yor me semsun tong, sem la tepe semi ngui tong, ni la tepe ni de rasa chur, oisa sem jine lo to parisho.
Looking at objects, there are no objects. They are seen to be mind. Looking at mind, there is no mind. It is empty of essence. Looking at both, clinging to duality is self-liberated. May we realize mind's true nature, luminous clarity.
Yizhi charvan dhinna sajya chi tatan charva oma chenpo yin dhinna kundu zuchin shi jansa jihi kundun tobe dhin tobe shu.
free from mental contrivances. It is Mahamudra. Free from extremes. It is the great middle way. Since it encompasses everything, it is Dzogchen. May we gain the confidence of realizing all through knowing one.
Zume Nyingi Tsaryang Manga Khin Te Dungu Wo Tung Tung Jembar Khyar Sung Jo Korsa Tarwa Lam Jo De Dharme Nyin Tseng Kun Do Kong Bari Shu.
Unbearable compassion radiates unceasing love, and as it does, its emptiness of essence nakedly shines. May we never leave the supreme and unerring path of union. May we meditate upon it all day and all night.
Surju jarva seji tujita namgar geva chini yebintu deta dadan simjin tamje mona namda chiji indujirsi.
By the power of the great compassion of the victorious ones and their sons and daughters of the ten directions, and the power of all the immaculate virtue there is, may my own and all sentient beings' completely pure aspiration prayers be perfectly fulfilled.
Sunam deye tamje zeba tomne nebe dana bam jega nanje balam drup zeben dole no vandu.
By the Spirit, may all attain omniscience, pay to keep the enemy wrongdoing, the stormy waves of earth, all day, sickness and death, from the earth of samsara and free all beings. By the confidence of the golden sun of the great east, may the lotus garden of the Rigdon's wisdom bloom. May the dark ignorance of sentient beings be dispelled. May all beings enjoy profound, brilliant glory.
Manjalambo kuye traji, yinla dhuchu sungi traji, tadra jame tuje traji, jarva kusum tuje traji, nendri nimo dev, sende, nime kunyan dele, nimsen tato dele, kunjo sumje traji. Chute nipa la trava yonu zuchu, tene trava minayang tesi.
In our afternoon session, if you have questions, then it will be okay to ask them. And if not, then if people don't have questions or when the question's finished, then I'll give some more explanation.
Yeah.